Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, Adonai Elyon, the Lord God Most High. God will not be mocked. I pray God will continue to open our eyes and ears, because it is vital that we see with our eyes and hear with our ears all that the Spirit would say to us. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Ungodly spirits move in vessels of flesh. We must recognize these vessels of flesh. That is why God is exposing the vessels by exposing their ungodly actions. Jesus cast out ungodly spirits. That is why, for such a time as this, we must see with our eyes and hear with our ears all that God's Holy Spirit would say to us. We should be like the men of Issachar and be able to discern the signs of the times, especially for such a time as this. Let us keep our eyes on the fact that God will not be mocked. Do we really, really think that El Shaddai, Almighty God, cannot stop this farce with just a twitch of his little finger? Do we really, really think that God, El Shaddai, is not over all, is not almighty? Almighty God! John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said, make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. And that's what he said to Father God. Just as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I make myself holy, so that they also may be made holy in truth. We must believe that El Shaddai, Almighty God, will stop this farce with just a twitch of his little finger. We must believe that God, El Shaddai, is almighty God. And what can I say that will make you continue to stand and in the truth of El Shaddai, that he is Almighty God and that he can not fail? Nothing. There is nothing more I can say. So I continue to give you the word of God himself. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. God has said he is a God of justice. So I believe God is encouraging us to let our dry bones rattle. Satan has to try to continue to make us live in fear. When we are in fear, what are we going to do? What's going to happen? I'll make it go away. I'll take anything. I'll do anything. So Satan will bring variant after variant. But there is a beautiful, godly sound coming forth right now for such a time as this. It is the sound of dry bones rattling. The sound of dry bones rattling in us, breaking free of ungodly fear. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, our bones rattle and say, no matter what, our God is able. We do not concede. Ezekiel chapter 37. Now, I know this scripture relates to the Jews, but the word of God brings life. I'll say that again. The word of God brings life to all his children. So do not write to me. God told me to use it, so I refer you to Almighty God. The word of the Lord has been prophesied to you time and time again. Now let God himself breathe into you. Let the four winds that are blowing over the earth right now breathe into you. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 7 says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up on them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army." Remember, we've just read, the dry bones made a noise as they came together, as they stood up, a mighty great army. As they stood up, sinews appeared, giving them ability, and muscles appeared, and strength came upon them. As they stood up, a mighty great army. So I say to you in Jesus' name, stand. The Lord commands you to get up from the earth. You are commanded to stand. And having done all that the armor requires, stand. I repeat those two words. Came together a mighty great army. Came together. We have to come together. Our bones come together. Our sinews and muscles come together. That is why Satan has tried to bring separation. Social distancing. I say again, and I believe Almighty God dares you to let your dry bones rattle. You are a blood-bought, water-walking, God-declaring, fire-calling, gospel-preaching, word-declaring, faith-believing, prayer-warring, prophecy-calling, healing-declaring, miracle-calling child of the living God. You know, the Lord has always encouraged us through this program to make declarations. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus for protection from the enemy over every listener who responds to this word of God and makes declarations, who has decided to be a part of the fight to stand against the works of the enemy. This is a way to praise the Lord. For the Lord has told us to lift up his name, to praise him within the safety of his word. So read scripture aloud. Isaiah chapter 60 commands you to arise, arise from the depression which surrounds you. Hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord shines upon you. Let us thank Almighty God for what he has done. Would you say with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. For the Lord, let's say amen there. And I continue to remind you, for the Lord has kept you in the secret place of the Most High. Amen and amen. I encourage you to keep oil in your lamp. Remember, you belong to the Ancient of Days. Fear God and not man. And let us pray one more time to stay strong in the Lord. Would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, keep me steadfast to you. I declare I stand steadfast in you. In you I live and move and have my being. Amen and amen. So be it. There is so much going on in the world today. I could make a list of names, and they're all important. Afghanistan, Israel, Australia, America. So allow me to use the phrase worldwide. Can you pray with me? Would you pray with me for godly justice? Would you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out for godly justice worldwide. Hallelujah. Because Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18 says, for the Lord, you are a God of justice. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you would like to invite Lord Jesus to come into your life, to come into your heart and be your Lord and your Savior, would you repeat these words after me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I repent of my sins right now. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me completely. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And right now, I would like to lift up our governor, Ron DeSantis. The Lord has not released me from praying for him. I would like to lift up the name of Ron DeSantis as our governor. And would you say with me that thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth, Lord, as it is in heaven for Ron DeSantis. And I call forth President Donald Trump to stand in his anointed position as David. Let thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in Donald J. Trump. And the Lord has not released me from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 9 says, indeed, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. Hallelujah. So I declare the heavenly angelic host has been released for the new thing. Hallelujah. I would remind you that the Lord is with you constantly, in every breath that you take, in every breath that you breathe. Your Jesus is with you. He says, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. Every time you open your Bible, every time you worship him, you open your mouth to worship and praise, Jesus himself is right there with you. So stand in all that you know, stand in what Almighty God has told you. Believe in your Almighty God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.